we're looking to go through a home buying process, obviously some of the more important pieces of the process are, where is your credit at? What does your income look like? You know, how much have you saved and things like this. And the challenge becomes is that people don't really like to have a conversation with us because they think we're really big and scary on the mortgage side, unless they feel like they sort of have met these big blocks, right? Like they've gotten their credit under control and they've gotten their income in a good spot and they've gotten their finances in a good spot. But the problem is so often they're making decisions that they don't really know if it really aligns with what's actually gonna help them buy a house. But they're too scared to have a conversation with a mortgage expert who we would be happy to share with them, because I'm very much about education and I'm very much about empowering them to understand where they're at on their journey.
Everyone has their own journey. Like, that's very true. Everyone's home ownership journey does not look the same. And so, you know, what we've built here and what we believe in is let people work at their own pace and get their comfort level when they want to take it. You know, you go to so many different, you see so many different lenders out there. And what's the biggest call to action? It's apply now, apply now. Well, you know, not everyone's ready to apply. People want to learn more. But what is your biggest obstacle? What's your biggest fears? Some of the biggest themes that come back is that fear of getting judged. You know, I don't know if I'm ready or not, and I don't want to hand over all this information right now. I need to be educated a little bit first. And that's really where the point of our platform comes into play.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified. I am your host, Jacqueline, or Jax Kreider. And today we have Mr. Chris Hazen on with us. He is an amazing guy. He's got a really cool story, as well as he helps run a wonderful company called FinLocker. I'll let him tell you a little bit about that. So welcome, Chris, and tell us a little bit about you, more about you, who you are, what you do, and all that kind of good stuff.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jeff. So my name is Chris Hazen. I am the SVP of Customer Success here at FinLocker, which we provide a financial readiness platform for consumers who are looking to get ready, prepare, no matter where they're at on their home ownership journey. So if they're looking for a first time home buyer, a move up, you know, someone who's been maybe a little credit challenged, they're working on their scenario, we offer a great tool to engage with. And we do that through our loan officer partners, such as yourself. Personally, I've been around the real estate space since I got out of college a long time ago, so I won't mention the actual year, but been around the real estate space and really moved into the tech part of the space about 15 years ago. So I've been in the business for this part of it. And I've been at FinLocker for 4 years. I love the mission that we're on because it's all about helping people. And I love talking with folks like yourself every day of, you know, just strategizing on how best we can help people reach that dream of home ownership.
Absolutely. Well, and you and I kind of nerded out, and Nola, about education and all the things, because we're both really passionate about, you know, mentoring younger people and trying to kind of help bring them up and, you know, just making sure that people are really well educated. And as you know, I started this podcast kind of with the premise that people should have access to good information. They should be able to understand what major financial kind of decisions, like what they look like, give perspective, different kinds of viewpoints and things like that. And as you kind of mentioned, and so for those of you who don't know or aren't aware, when you are looking to go through a home buying process, obviously some of the more important pieces of the process are, where is your credit at? What does your income look like? You know, how much have you saved and things like this. And the challenge becomes, at least what I found, is that people don't really like to have a conversation with us because they think we're really big and scary on the mortgage side, unless they feel like they sort of have met these big blocks, right? Like they've gotten their credit under control and they've gotten their income in a good spot and they've gotten their finances in a good spot. But the problem is so often they're making decisions that they don't really know if it really aligns with what's actually going to help them buy a house. But they're too scared to have a conversation with a mortgage expert who we would be happy to share with them, you know, maybe the different things they should be doing or provide them resources, et cetera. But a lot of times they're just kind of too scared. And so I was really attracted and chose to invest in the platform for anyone and everyone that I work with and touch, because I'm very much about education and I'm very much about empowering them to understand where they're at on their journey. And I think that you guys do a really good job of that. And I'm very appreciative for you guys offering that, because there's just a lot of noise surrounding what is it they're supposed to be doing anyway.
Yeah, right. And also, you mentioned everyone has their own journey. Like that's very true. Everyone's home ownership journey does not look the same. And so, what we've built here and what we believe in is let people work at their own pace and get their comfort level when they want to take it. You go to so many different, you see so many different lenders out there, and what's the biggest call to action? It's apply now, apply now. Well, not everyone's ready to apply. People want to learn more. And we've done a ton of consumer, outreach testing with, people not even using our app, but what is your biggest obstacle? What's your biggest fears? Some of the biggest themes that come back is that fear of getting judged. I don't know if I'm ready or not, and I don't want to hand over all this information right now. Let's, I need to be educated a little bit first. And that's really where the point of our platform comes into play, because it gives you all those technical tools to use. So you think of like Credit Karma, NerdWallet, a lot of the search sites, all that stuff wrapped up into one. But we don't sell data. We don't solicit to consumers. Now, there is a cost to this app, but it's not to the consumer. Like you yourself, Jax, you're paying for this service to provide to your customer base. And so it just really allows you to go there. But the beauty of it is when you do have those questions, it's just a click of a button away. And it's also talking about more focused scenarios that you've done within the app itself to get ready.
Yeah. Well, and let's talk for a second about some of the other resources that people may or may not be using. And what you're alluding to is that they do sell your information. So while I think that companies like Credit Sesame, Credit Karma, NerdWallet, like some of these ones you're mentioning, are great and they do definitely give you some information, unfortunately, like everything in life, it comes at a cost, right? And what is that cost? Well, for those of you who are not aware, those particular companies are selling your information. So they are selling your information and they're targeting you with ads. So I'll give you a perfect example, by the way, because they're not usually very good ads. So I came across some financial challenges in last couple of years of what's been going on in my personal life. And I have had Credit Sesame, Credit Karma, I don't remember which one, for a while, right? For years and years, probably when they very first came out, because I'm a nerd and I like to see what is being offered to in the financial space. And so I signed up. They advertise all the time to me that you could apply for this credit card and it's going to help your credit profile. I'm like, just so we're clear, I know no one is going to offer me a credit card right now. Why are you saying that I can get approved for a credit card? Because it's not true. Like, I know that because I'm in the space and I understand like what goes in the underwriting piece right behind the scenes for like credit cards and things like that. But if you didn't understand that, right? If you were in a rough situation, you might be like, oh, sweet, like I can apply for this card. And then you're going to find out that's not going to work out for you.
Yeah, I mean, there's a all these companies, they have to have a monetization model, right? We're not, there is some good nonprofits out there that help in a lot of spaces, but when we're talking about the tools that are provided, there is a cost. And so
For sure.
because you're doing that, you and other ones of our clients are doing that, the consumer does not get any cost to them. There's no like, hey, click here to unlock the premium version and give us your credit card. Everything's all included. And when you talk about what's included too, you think about things like credit monitoring. This is a simple example. That typically is a cost to the consumer, what, 15, 20 bucks a month, and that's included within the product itself. So there's a lot of valuable tools in there.
Well, and I think a lot of people, like I've talked to people and they've said, well, I can know what my credit is. Like I, on my whatever it is, my banking app or my credit card app, well, they tell me what that looks like. So just so we're clear, what your mortgage score is and like what mortgage looks at for credit situation versus like what a credit card company or somebody like that looks like, they're very different. So the nice part about the KeyStats app, which is through FenLocker, like the nice thing about what this does is it's giving you a really good, clear picture on the mortgage side. So what happens a lot of times, and this is so frustrating for me and for the consumer, because I didn't do it. I didn't get to decide which credit scoring model mortgage use. I'm just following the rules. And they also didn't get to decide, but they think in their minds that this is where their credit score is at. And this is what, either my Wells Fargo app or Credit Karma, Credit Sesame, whatever it is, has told me my credit should be. And then we go and we look to pull their credit, right? We either do a soft pull or a hard pull credit pull, and it's something totally different. And first of all, I want to address why that is. When it comes to mortgage, so first of all, there's a ton of different credit scoring models. I think there's like 80 or more, 800. It's a lot.
It's confusing. I mean, it's confusing even for
It's
people
very
that are in the
confusing.
industry.
It is. It's very confusing. What I know though is on the mortgage side, we have one of, if not the most strict of the credit scoring model, apologies, the credit scoring model. So we have one of the most strict models. And so what happens a lot of times is you're seeing this kind of easier scoring model that you're looking at through some of these other apps that you're seeing. And then you come over to us thinking that your credit is going to be X because you probably have done a little Googling and Google said, oh, you need this credit score to be able to be in a good position to buy a house. So you're like, sweet, okay, I'm there. And then you call me, and then I have to be the bearer of bad news that actually your score is 20, 40, 50, sometimes 100 points different than what you actually saw. And it can really change the trajectory of your qualification of if you can go ahead and get that loan, right? And again, to your point, why do consumers not want to talk to mortgage people to begin with? Because they're afraid that we're going to tell them, no, you suck, your credit sucks, everything about you sucks. Totally not true, by the way. Any really great expert is not going to tell or feel that way about you. However, I understand it's not a fun position to put yourself in, vulnerability, right? And then to be told, oh, just kidding. That's not actually what your score is.
Yeah, and how much work goes into that process, right? To even
For
get to
sure.
that decision point. You just have to provide a lot of documentation for good reason. I mean, it's going to be, in most cases, this is our biggest asset is our home. And I know that's personally true for me. But what I think what the app does to help bridge that gap is we have something, for example, called our buyer vision report within there. So it can take some of your credit profile in there, take some of your income employment. And it's like, think of it as like a first step before just getting that baseline with the click of a button, after just enrolling your credit, click a button, you can share that with someone like Jax. Then she can tell you haven't spent any money. You haven't generally as elaborate documentation or anything, but gives you a little good idea where you stand. And, not all loan officers are the same, but, I know someone like yourself would then be getting on the phone and having that coaching aspect of it. So even if you're not there now, there is a plan to get you there.
For sure. Well, and the hard part is without something like this, like a snapshot, what happens a lot of times is this. So you decide, hey, I want to look to buy a house. I'm not really quite sure where I'm at in the process, right? Like where I want to be. And so maybe you do take the very brave step to give one of us a call. He's right. You're usually going to have to fill out like a full-blown application or whatever. Because if you and I are talking over the phone and I have no idea what your actual credit score looks like, where your income is at, how much savings you have, or any of the big rocks that I have to cover off to make sure that you qualify to buy a house, then I'm flying blind. And so we're either having a very hypothetical conversation, like super hypothetical, there's no real data that I'm utilizing, or I'm having you fill out a full-blown loan application. You are putting all the data points in. You're giving me and uploading a bunch of information like your income and your all of these things, right? You're uploading all this paperwork so that then we could take a look, which you absolutely can do, right? And it is going to be the best way to get the most accurate picture of exactly what we have to do. But what this program is providing, KeyStep is providing, is hey, let's take a snapshot and see, like, do we need to make major credit changes or maybe just minor credit changes? Do we need to save just a little bit more money or we maybe seem to save a lot more money, right? Like it could kind of at least help bridge some of this gap so that you're not flying so blindly because it is, it's very frustrating. It's frustrating for them and it's frustrating for us.
Yeah. And, other things like, are you a veteran? So you get special benefits with VA. You're a first time homebuyer. There's a lot of first time homebuyer programs out there for folks that help with the down payment. There's just a lot of other options out there. And it's just, it's a, like I said before, there's reason for this. It's the biggest asset in your life. But what comes with that is so much material that it can be overwhelming. That's what we're trying to do is boil that down to what's more personal to you and bridge that tech and human touch aspect. So you can use the tech up to a certain point, and then you can bring in your loan officer, such as Jax, when you're ready.
Right. Well, and I mean, that's exactly why PBJ exists, right? Like our goal was to make mortgage simple as making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Imagine having the power to control your financial destiny, no matter where you start. Welcome to the Financial Mastery Simplified course and resource platform, where financial education is tailored to your unique journey. We cover everything you need, from basic budgeting and saving strategies to advanced investing and retirement planning. Learn at your own pace with lessons that match your level of experience. Whether you're a beginner or looking to enhance your financial knowledge, join our community of learners and benefit from shared insights and expert guidance. The Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform equips you with the skills and confidence to take charge of your financial future. Ready to master your finances? Enroll in our courses today at the Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform. Start your path to financial independence now.
Visit us at fms.tips and fms.college for more information.
Hello, and welcome to PBJ Mortgage, where your homeownership dreams become reality. Today, we want to share why choosing PBJ Mortgage is the right choice for your home financing needs. At PBJ Mortgage, we're built on a foundation of values that drive us every day. Our commitment to educate, empathize, and empower our clients sets us apart in the mortgage industry. Our clients are at the heart of everything we do, and their success stories speak volumes. With years of experience, our team possesses in-depth knowledge of the mortgage programs, ensuring you receive expert guidance and the best possible rates. We offer a diverse range of loan options to suit your unique needs, including conventional, FHA, VA, and more. No matter your situation, we've got a solution. At PBJ Mortgage, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service. Our dedicated loan officers are here to guide you every step of the way, making the process as smooth as making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. We understand that time is of the essence, which is why we've streamlined our processes for efficiency and convenience. Transparency and clear communication are paramount. You'll always know where you stand throughout your mortgage journey. Reach out to us today to set up a call to discover your options. If you're ready to make your home ownership dreams a reality, contact PBJ Mortgage today. Let us empower you during this exciting journey. Phone number 4-693-733-107, www.pbjteam.com. Visit our website or give us a call to get started. We look forward to helping you secure your future home. PBJ Mortgage, where home begins.
Thanks for your patience.
And so part of the reason that I was so passionate about what you guys are doing and the product is not only one, I use it, I tested it myself. So there's a mortgage company that I work for a period of time, and they offered this product. And so I'm always a little skeptical about any product because of the situation, like I was explaining, where you're getting advertised and told, oh, sure, you can get all this credit. And actually, first of all, that's going to probably put you farther behind on a homeownership journey, potentially, right? If it's not used very strategically and stuff. And so I was like, I don't know about this. So I signed up myself and I went ahead and started tracking to see, like, and it does, it gave me reports and it told me what my credit was doing and it tells me what my current house value is because I'm actually already a homeowner. So for those of you who are thinking, well, I don't need this app, like I'm a homeowner, I don't need it. Well, it would help me figure out, okay, like where's my property, you know, value looking at right now? Because maybe I want to upgrade or downgrade, you know, and I don't have a clue kind of where my property is at. And so after using it for a while, I was like, okay. And so then I hooked up with Chris and I was like, okay, so I believe in your product pretty well, but I want to understand even more, even deeper how we can utilize this. And educate, empathize, empower are the PBJ core values. And we are very, very adamant that it is super, super important because the truth is, it is not my journey. It is not, I'm not going to be the one paying your bill. I'm not going to stroke that big check every single month that has to get paid. And so I need you to make sure that you understand where you're at and empathize with the situation that you're in and empower you to make the right choice. And so really great and unique tools like this one, where we can bridge that gap between technology and like the mortgage piece, can really help us create a better experience and a better journey for you and through education and empowerment both.
Yeah, absolutely. And the app does, you know, we've spoken a lot about credit because credit is obviously a big pillar of, you know, getting approved. But for sure, there's, you mentioned like it's something for everyone. So if you already own a property, you have a property value, but you can, you know, safely and securely link all of your accounts and it'll track your net worth. It'll track your savings. It'll give you a spending analysis. So budgeting tools. If you want to start looking for properties, there's a search platform or search experience within there and you can favorite properties. And what you won't see as part of that is all solicitations from, hey, do you want me to connect with this agent? You know, want me to connect with it? And it all goes in the theme of like, you can do that when you're ready. It's easy to find an agent. It's easy to find a loan officer,
For sure.
building that comfort. And then, you know, one other cool tool I just love about search, I've showed you that before, but the unique part of our search feature is you actually have the ability to search with AI. If you have very specific like rooms you're looking at, like maybe you want a kitchen with an open floor plan, stainless appliances, white countertops, you can plug all that in and it goes and scans all of the listing images within your area and it'll serve you those properties back first and show you those properties with those pictures first too. For those of you maybe you're wanting to, you're a handy person, your little DIY project, you can search for stuff like that as well.
Yeah, no, that is really, really cool. And I know, like I said, some of these other tools that you've talked about that the app does. We talked a little bit about like the search. We talked a little bit about the credit piece, right? Talk a little bit more about how they're connecting in their accounts and the security there, because I know that is a lot of people's concerns, right? Is that, oh my gosh, like this is funny. And it cracks me up. And I'll tell this story because we have had it happen more times than I could count. For whatever reason, we will get bank statements in. People will upload their bank statements and they have all the accounts blacked out because they don't want us to see the accounts because I guess they believe that somehow I'm going to go and steal their bank information, right? I'm going to go drain their account or something, which, first of all, with the amount of testing and fingerprinting and all the things to get approved to get your license, you have to go through. And I would be putting my license so huge at risk, besides just the fact of going to jail, right? For like stealing people's stuff, which no thank you. But I know that a lot of people have hesitation sometimes on, you know, uploading or doing things like that, or how does that work? Can you explain a little bit, maybe on to give them a little bit of, you know, warm and fuzzy about, you know, why that is a good thing for them to share that and how it kind of works.
Yeah, so the very first thing, and this is just a principle to our overall app, is it's all consumer permission data. So you're only sharing what you want to share. By default, the account piece is sensitive. We know financial accounts are sensitive. So that is a very, if you wanted to share that, you have the ability to do that, but that's a very explicit share. It's not like an accidental, hey, I press a button and now it's shared. It's you're selecting each individual account that you want to share and getting prompted for that. But as it talks just about enrolling accounts, so taking, you know, you out of the equation with that share process is we do not store credentials when, so it's just tokenized. So we make that call to the banking institution. They put in their credentials at the banking institution. We then have that connection. And then so those accounts then are kept updated every day. So you talk about like maybe having five, six, seven different accounts. You can track all that in one place and just see what's going on. The other aspect of it is there's no ability to move money within the platform. So it's read only. It's meant to keep an overall financial wellness of your life. What's going on? You wrap the credit in there. You wrap the property value in there. And then I'll get a little nerdy real quick, but we're SOC 2 Type 2 compliant, which means we're fully bank level encrypted. And so even our developers, if they wanted to, like even if they were malicious, they couldn't get access to those credentials.
Right. Yes. Compliance, for those of you who don't know or understand, I mean, the banking and the mortgage space, we have some of the most heavy rules, restrictions, laws, all of it that fall under us. And so it's good to know that the app is fully secure, that people can confidently know no matter what they choose to share, what level they choose to share. I also let people know, I mean, the truth of the matter is if somebody really wants to find and steal your information, they're absolutely going to do it. Obviously, I understand that it's harder when you feel like you're giving out this information, but with anything on the mortgage side or even in the app, in this case, yes, we're not actually getting information, like we're not getting the information where we can go make changes. We can't go in there and say, oh, we want to, you know, sell this thing, move this money, withdraw this, whatever. Like none of that can happen on any of it. It basically, it's just a active and accurate depiction of what is in the account at those moments in time, right? So it's just pulling live data to say, okay, so Chris has this account with this institution, and this is how much money he holds in his account, right? Or this is how much money he got on his last paycheck, or you know, whatever it's looking at. This is what his current credit score rides, right? And so I definitely can understand, you know, people's fear there, but we are a very tech-centric world. And I'm also very happy to see that at least some of us in the mortgage space and financial space are embracing tech, to the fullest, because it does. It has the ability to really do some great things, especially on the education and the self-awareness piece. And that to me is huge, because I say all the time, like, the whole premise of the podcast is your life, your terms. And the reason I say that is because there is no one right way. And you being able to have that awareness into whatever is going on in your financial situation is step one of you figuring out how you want to live your life on your terms. Because Chris shouldn't be telling you how to live it. I shouldn't be telling you how to live it. Your even important people in your life, your family members shouldn't be telling you how to live it, right? It's your life and you should be living it accordingly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've all gotten good and bad advice from family and friends, you know, especially around the space, because everyone has their own journey, and that's where they come from when they give the advice, is their own journey. I started my career in home building. I loved that. I loved being in that. And I was, you know, came out of college in 2003 and had a good start of the career there and went through the financial crisis, and new homes weren't flying off the shelves anymore when the financial crisis hit, right? You know, 08, 09. And so that's kind of where I found myself into the mortgage tech space. But I really love what we're doing here, just because we're empowering people to get better educated, to use their data in the way that they want, and then use it in a more intelligent way. Like, you know, when we talked about just linking accounts, that's not just linking accounts, you know, they have you have access to the accounts. It's linking accounts so that now you can visualize and see how your money is being spent, see where recommendations are to keep your money in line, but then also take it a step further when you're talking about, we have what we call a readiness assessment, and it's not a pre-approval, but it's kind of that step before, where it's how likely are you to get approved, and here's the education on other areas where you can bring someone like Jax into play. But you can do two things. You can use your Live Link data so you really feel secure on, or validated on, hey, this looks good because I'm using Live Link data, which the lenders would use. Or you can run scenarios. You know, maybe you're going to get a raise at the end of the year, a bonus, or, you know, for those of you lucky enough, maybe you're going to get a gift from your parents, you know, anything like that. But you can model out these scenarios and see where you stand on your own terms.
No, and that's very powerful stuff too, because again, the truth is that even if you do call us and we help kind of set up a plan for you or whatever, we can't exactly, you know, all the time be running live scenarios for you, right? We can't be saying, oh, well, if your job changed to this, then we could change this. And if this happened here, then this, you know, whatever. Obviously, we will do as much of that as we can, but we also are serving lots of other clients too. And so we don't have the availability. It's one of the reasons that we have a mortgage calculator live on our website. So like, if people are curious of like, okay, if I put this much money down or whatever, now this obviously is taking it even a step further and helping them even more so, like, okay, I'm going to change jobs, right? I'm going to make a total different career move and things like that. So I really love that there is so many different, you know, unique functionality. I could tell you that it's great, and people don't realize that we are very, very blessed to be living in the world we are in right now. First of all, I do understand that with all this information comes a lot of overwhelm. I'm ADHD, and sometimes the wave of just so many things, so many options and things like that is a little bit crazy to me. However, on the positive on this side, now we have a lot of unique tools like this one that can kind of bring you into the fold, help give you great information. And in this particular case, it's going to simplify it. So you could take a path to homeownership where you're figuring it all out on your own, right? You are doing all the research and hoping that the numbers are going to be what you think they're going to be, right? If you like the math, if you like to nerd out on the math, and then eventually call me to say, hey, I want to buy a house and we need to get qualified. Or you can go ahead and set yourself up for success early by signing up for something like this that's going to help you figure out exactly where you're at. You know, yes, it looks like it's going to be a pretty good thumbs up right now, or, you know, maybe not so much. And you could still call it just because you have the app, even if it's kind of a, you know, whatever, you want to touch base and say, hey, this the app is saying this. I just want to clarify a couple points, you know, whatever. I mean, any mortgage expert should be really excited to be able to help walk you through that and help you along that path and that journey. So you could just sort of go in eyes wide open, or you can go your own path, which is perfectly fine. Just understand you're going to have a lot more information and documentation you're going to have to wade through to kind of piecemeal it together and figure it out.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, and you talk about like taking those next steps within like where do I stand running these scenarios? It's not like even when you get that done, it's not just calling and saying, okay, this is what the app said. You can actually share those results. Again, up to you as the consumer to share, but you can share those results. So then it's just, Jax gets the alert and can see it, and then have, you just have a more focused conversation, saving you both time because, everybody's super busy today. We, American life, work life balance is probably not best. I was actually just on a vacation in France and was a little jealous of their lower anxiety, I'd say probably is the best way to put it.
For sure. For sure. Well, no, and it does. And it gives you the ability to be able to do it at any point and any time. So this conversation has been amazing. Like, we just wanted to kind of go over with people. First of all, I wanted to make sure that they knew that unfortunately, some of the other apps that you can look to go ahead and get are going to sell your information. So a lot of people don't have that awareness. I wanted to bring that to their attention. Doesn't make them necessarily bad, just means that you need to be very aware that they are going to be giving you targeted offers, and they're not even necessarily always going to be accurate targeted offers. So be very cognizant if you're going to utilize things like that. If you do want to have something where you have all of these extra tools, you don't want to have to pay for it. I've already done that for you. You definitely can come and join the journey. We will make sure in the show notes and all the things that we've got the link for you to be able to join us on that journey. Or if you're not going to go down that path or do the other one, that's okay too. Just make sure that you are keeping yourself very aware of where you're at, because I definitely know that homeownership is a really big goal for the vast majority of Americans. And it absolutely should be a goal that you have, if that's something that you want and we want you to accomplish that. Just make sure that you get there intentionally, because there is a lot of misinformation out there. It's literally why I wrote this book behind me, Mortgage 101, The Secret Sauce to Home Buying, because I saw so many people get misinformation, not understand how does it even work? What does it look like? Why should I care about these pieces, right? So I literally wrote the book on it. My goal here is just for you to be educated and get to a place where you feel comfortable. So whatever that looks like for you and whatever path you want to take, that's perfectly fine by me. Just make sure that you're doing it intentionally so you can live your life on your terms. Chris, I know that you'd like to speak. Not only, I mean, you can tell them a little bit about making sure that they can get my app, but also if they're professionals in this space, right? Maybe you're listening and you are a professional in our space and you're saying, wow, that sounds like a pretty cool thing. How do you get in contact with Chris? Like, what can he offer you to make sure that you can offer that to your clients as well? So let us know a little bit about that.
So anyone industry professional can contact me. Chris.Hazen@finlocker.com is probably the best way to reach me. You put those notes in the and drop them in there. The link that Jax mentioned is for anyone who wants to sign up for the app and take it for a test drive. I mean, it's simple as clicking the link. If you're on a mobile device, it'll launch you through the mobile registration process. There's a native mobile app in the App Store and the Google Play Store. Now, this is an invite only, so Jax is going to put that link in there. You can't just go and get it because, it is an invite only. But it is as simple as clicking that link. And then, if for some reason you don't like it, you can always just request to cancel your account. We just delete your data. But it's fairly straightforward, very helpful. We're seeing a lot of good engagement. We have so many success stories of people that started out on their journey, 6 months, a year ago, a year plus, and are now closing on their home.
Yeah, and that's awesome. That's exactly what we want. Well, thank you so much, Chris, for your time. We really, really appreciate it. Hopefully, you have found this helpful, especially if you are on your homeownership journey, if you're thinking about being on a homeownership journey here in the future. And again, we hope you want to live your life on your terms. Thank you so much, and see you again next week on another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified.